With the world on hold at the moment, many of us have to look at innovative ways to keep our passions going and to stay connected. And RNIB Scotland's Mike Holroyd is responsible for one such innovation and a way of staying in touch by helping blind and partially sighted people harmonize over the phone lines. And Mike joins me right now. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Paulina.
Hi, Mike. So acquire over the phone, that's a bit unusual.
It is very unusual. Yeah. There are lots of choirs that meet over Zoom or at other platforms, but I've not heard of one that meets over the phone, I must admit.
So is it easy, or do you have quite a few technical things you need to take care of?
Technically, it's quite a challenge. It's quite a challenge over any platform. The big thing with doing any kind of music over, whether it be a digital platform or the telephone, is that there is a delay, which we're not really that aware of in speech. But when it comes to music, obviously, even if you're a second behind or half a second, it's quite a challenge. So apart from some very specialized websites where you can do music sessions sort of in real time, we're always having to take into account that kind of delay.
So how did the choir come around? Because it's been around for a few months now, right?
Yeah, we started in, I think it was January. I'm visually impaired myself, and I moved to Scotland 3 years ago. But before that, I was in the southwest of England, and I was responsible for a choir of blind and partially sighted people there. And that ran for sort of 15 or more years. One or two people got wind of the fact that I'd done something like that before, and approached me and asked if we could try something like that here, which we are now doing. And as you say, yeah, we started at the beginning of the year. We had a few face-to-face sessions, but obviously circumstances took over, and then we needed to find other ways of meeting.
Where did the face-to-face sessions take place when we weren't obviously in lockdown?
Yeah, so those were in Edinburgh, at our RNIB Scotland headquarters offices in Hillside in Edinburgh, and we met in the afternoon on every other Tuesday it was then. The idea being that that's a place that RNIB already has, where we have a space available and that sort of thing. But we can also look at holding it in other areas as well, hopefully bringing people together at some point.
So how many members do you have joining your sessions right now?
We have about a dozen or so. Tends to vary each week. Now we're meeting on the phone. We meet every week. We've just changed it for a Wednesday afternoon. The beauty of doing it on the phone, and I can talk a bit more about how we actually physically do it on the phone in a minute, but the beauty of having it on the phone is that people can join from anywhere, so it has widened the participation.
So you said you can give us a bit of a explanation how you make it all work.
Yeah, so I mean, the emphasis is on the sort of learning, the developing kind of musically, but not so much obviously on the sound that we make, because we can't all sing together and make it sound as beautiful as it would if we were all together. So at the beginning, for example, we'll spend some time on warm-ups, so we'll just sort of get our voices warmed up, and it doesn't really matter kind of whether we can hear each other or not. That's just a kind of thing that as singers we do. And then we'll go through some songs that that either people have chosen, that people are bringing to the group, or that we've already started learning on before lockdown. I have my piano next to the phone, or probably more accurately, my phone next to the piano. That's the easier way around. So I'll play through songs, I'll sing if I can remember the words, and people will sing along. But what we do is we ask people to sing away from the phone if they can, because if you imagine you've got a dozen people singing into the phone about 1 second later than the piano, it's quite confusing for folks. So everybody needs to be able to hear the piano and then sing along. So that's one of the ways we do it. I also have tried to introduce solo singing, so that people perhaps will take a verse of a song each, and that's a really good way of people getting used to kind of singing alone and what that feels like. And that also helps on the phone, because obviously if you've just got one voice on the piano, that's a lot easier to manage. It's not a performance in terms of, you know, like you would have when you were singing together, but it's a way of people coming to meet together, still working on some of their musical skills, some of their singing skills, and learning words as well, which is quite important for us.
And who can join the choir, and how do we go about joining your songs?
We've set it up as a part of RNIB Scotland Connect. So it is primarily for people living in Scotland, although, you know, while we're meeting on the phone, doesn't necessarily have to be restricted to Scotland. Although, practically speaking, when we come out of lockdown, this will be something for people in Scotland. And if you want to find out more, then you're welcome to give me a call or to email me. So I'll give you those details just now. So my phone number is 077-12-539-409. That's 077-12-539-409. And my email address, mike.holroyd@rnib.org.uk. So that's mike.holroyd@rnib.org.uk.
That all sounds fantastic, and I hope once the lockdown's over, maybe we can go to one of the sessions and see how you get on with your choir and how you guys sing.
That'd be really good. It would be great to welcome you there, Paulina, and get you singing too.
Amazing. So if you are in Scotland, or if you would like to try some singing over the phone, you have Mike's details. But in the meantime, Mike Holroyd, Community Connect Coordinator Scotland for RNIB. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.